see those things in which the Holy Spirit brings to us. It is the day in which we celebrate the giving of the Holy Spirit to his disciples, to us, to his children. As children of God, which we all know that we are, as is him who convicts our hearts of the truth, who is with us daily as we study, who is there to help us through this walk of a difficult life. And that's really what we're going to talk about today, is this Holy Spirit that has been given to us, because I think as Lutherans, a lot of times we forget who the Holy Spirit is. We oftentimes talk about him, but yet at the same time, we don't always acknowledge his power. Just a few moments ago, we confessed that we believe in the Holy Spirit in our confession, that he is God, and that's one of the things that we have to understand, is that the Holy Spirit is part of the Trinity. He is God with all the power, the attributes, and all of those other things that come with being part of God. Oftentimes we forget about it, because the one thing about being Lutherans is we don't want to sound too Pentecostal about it, do we? We know those guys out there, you know, and we've all had to confront those guys. I know that one time it was really funny, because this was a long time ago, and it was during a time in which we like to go out to dinner, and oftentimes some of the local adult establishments would have dinners if you came in and bought a few drinks. And as we were coming into there, we were sitting there at one place that was called the Pegasus in Louisville, and we were sitting there, and my wife and I were just having a wonderful dinner that night, just kind of enjoying the evening, listening to the music, and all of a sudden some guy pops up and sits next to it, and he says, hello, and I said, well, hello, how are you? And all of a sudden he says, do you ever speak in tongues? I'm like, okay. Do you ever speak in tongues? I said, well, no, not really. Well, let me tell you about the Holy Spirit. And then there was another time when another guy, and I was wearing, I don't remember what shirt it was, but it was a religious shirt, and it showed that, you know, we believe, you know, I was a Christian and that kind of stuff, and we were at Sam's, and I was there looking at one of those table kind of things with stuff on, and all of a sudden this guy comes up to me too. And he says, you go to church? I said, well, yeah, I wear a shirt. And he says, well, let me tell you what the Holy Spirit does for me. And he proceeds to tell me how he was able to drive all the way across the country on two gallons of gas. And all these other things. And of course, you know, coming from Bowling Green, Kentucky, down there with the snake handlers and some of those guys. The problem with that is that as we look at it, is that that's really not what the message is all about. What is it that the Holy Spirit brings to us? What is it that he really does? And that's where we have to go back to Scripture and understand that what he speaks to us is he speaks to us about the living waters. Those things in which both the world and us thirst for. The living waters, which is the gospel message. You know, I'm not going to say, and our Lutheran confessions first of all, we're not going to say that the Holy Spirit does not have the power to be able to speak in tongues. We're not going to say that he doesn't bestow those gifts upon anybody. But what we have to do is realize what is it that the Holy Spirit does. And he always speaks to us about Jesus Christ. Not about what I am capable of doing, not about me and what power I get because of the Holy Spirit. Because the only power that we have is to bestow and allow those waters, those living waters, to flow from our hearts. And that only comes when we have faith. And it only comes through the waters of holy baptism. Because it's there that we can say with all confidence that we have become, and as children of God, that we have the Holy Spirit in us that lives and that convicts us of what our faith is about. And see, the thing about it is our faith is not about me and what I can do. Our faith is not about what great blessings that the Lord has given to me and how I use them. But what it always is it always talks about the blessing. And that blessing is that through the cross, through the death of Jesus Christ, that you are forgiven, that your sins have been forgiven, and that because of that you're children of God. You see, the thing about it is the Holy Spirit always gives that water. And that water is this: Christ crucified, Christ going to the cross, Christ paying the price for our sins. See, it's not a self-centered type of faith. It's not a faith out there that points to the individual as the one given the power. It's not this idea of an infused grace that then makes me all powerful. In fact, what the Holy Spirit does tell us is He looks into our hearts and He convicts us that we are sinners. Yeah, this guy right here, that he's a sinner. And when we look at our lives, that we are thirsty, that there's something that we need. And it's not only him, it's this guy here too. And it's even that one way back there in the back too. You see, that's the thing about it is the Holy Spirit will always point to the gospel reason and always tell us, what is it that God desires from us? What is it that we are expected? And we are expected to be perfect. But the problem is we fall short, don't we? And there's no human way, there's no way on our own that I have that kind of power to be able to defeat Satan and the sinful flesh. And the reality of it is even though on the outside of it I might look healthy, on the inside of it my body is thirsting. I'm thirsting. My soul is thirsting. Because I always find out that no matter what I do, no matter how hard I try, I fall short of what God expects. But praise be to God that He sent the Holy Spirit to remind us of what Christ has done for us, to bring us that living waters, just like what Jesus said to the lady at the well. He says, "Come to me and I will give you waters that will never allow you to thirst again." Like I said, the world thirsts. The world's out there. Have you ever thought of it this way? The earth is covered. 70% of the earth is covered with water. There's more water in this world than there is dry land. But how much of that water is drinkable? Between 1% and 2% of all water on the earth is drinkable. In other words, that with all that water that's out there, there's only a small percentage of it that's good. And you see, that's the problem with the world out there, is there's a lot of spirituality, and there's an awful lot of religion out there, but the problem with it is it's not all good. In fact, the majority of it's bad for us. What it does is it says, well, if God's in you, if you want to go the Pentecostal route, then you can even handle snakes. Well, that's awful dangerous, isn't it? Because what it does is it teaches me that what I have to do is look inside of me. The gospel message is not about me. It's about what Christ did. And then, of course, there are those others out there going all ends of the gambit, the ones that say, look at yourself. In fact, if you ever look at most religions in the world, it's not about God. It's not about even the God that they proclaim. It's all about you. That's where Jesus turns it around. That's where Holy Spirit turns it around and says to us. That's what the living water says to us, is that it's not about me. I'm sorry, snowflake, but it's not about you. It's about Jesus Christ and Him crucified. It's about Christ going to the cross because He loves you so much that He wanted you to be His child. You see, that's not just about Jesus Christ. It's about the Heavenly Father. It's about Christ, and it's about the Holy Spirit. Three in one. One, the unity of the Trinity, and the Trinity is the unity. It's one message. One message alone. It was God the Father who created us and who was there. But see, it wasn't only God the Father. It was also Jesus Christ, the unincarnate, at the time of creation. It was also the Holy Spirit who hovered over the earth. One message. And that's what the Holy Spirit does for us today. As He comes into our hearts and He tells us the history of Christ and God Himself. The fact it's all three of them at work. It's all three of them that give that water. And it's all three of them that satisfy that living water within us. And so that's really what we're here to do today, is to fill up on that living water. And here's the promise of Jesus Christ in our gospel. He says, the thing about it is that this living water is so abundant. It's so abundant that when we have that living water in our heart, that it flows from our hearts like a river. You see, that's really what this mission trip is about. It's not about us. Yeah, we may have a little bit of fun. We're probably going to work a little hard. It's not about us. But it's about that love of Christ flowing out into the world, a world that is thirsting, a world that needs to hear this message, a world that's dying, that needs life brought to them. Some of the people that we're going to be able to touch are people that are struggling, people that don't have enough money to even put food on the table. They live in places where there's holes in their roof, where the drywall's falling off of the walls. But that's what the love of Christ does. That's what the living waters does, is it flows from our hearts so that we may share that gospel message, so that those people may know that even in the despair of this world, that Christ is there, that God is there with them, and that He shows their love through the work that we do. That's the gospel message. That's the living waters. And that's what the Holy Spirit does. It speaks to people. It shows people Christ's love. And it convinces them that no matter how dire things look, that Christ is with you. He's there. He's in your heart. And He's there to bring you that living water. You see, that's what it is. It's great if you get, and you can speak in tongues. It's great if the Holy Spirit bestows upon you gifts that He doesn't on other people. But take a look at the gifts that He gave to those disciples. You see, the thing about it was that when those disciples spoke, it wasn't gibberish. It wasn't unintelligible things. It wasn't ancient languages. The thing that astonished those people that were around the disciples were this, that they were hearing the Word of God. They were hearing the gospel in their own language. They could hear it, they could understand it, and it would change their lives. You see, that's what the living waters does, is it changes lives. It changes hearts. That's how powerful that Word of God is. You know, I know that there's several pastors that can tell you several different stories, and I know one particular story that I can tell you as well. It's about the power of God's Word. It's about someone that didn't know Christ, didn't know who He was. But this is the story of one particular pastor that I went to seminary with. That in his younger life that he lived in the world. And while he was out there, he got tied up in some pretty bad stuff. He did some things that he was not proud of. In fact, the despair of his life took him down into drugs, into alcohol, and eventually he hit rock bottom. He came to a point in his life where he didn't know what he was going to do. He didn't know where to turn. In fact, what he did was he contemplated suicide. He said, if this is all there is to it, I don't want to be a part of it anymore. But one day, there was a young pastor that came. And despite his trouble, visited him in a jail cell one day. And it was that day that he spoke the words of God. And he basically told him, he says, let me tell you about Jesus Christ. Let me tell you about his love for you and what he did for you. Let me tell you what he can do for you. And the great thing about it today is that the power of those words, the power of Jesus' love, the power of the Holy Spirit working, of those living waters now flowing in him, completely changed his life. Where today he is a pastor. And he too is proclaiming those words of God. You see, he was thirsting. And he received that word of God. He received those waters. Because what you'll find out is that little bit of water is the most powerful thing on earth. That little bit of water, those few drops that were sprinkled on your forehead. And next week we're going to see three more have those waters dropped on their head. That is the most powerful water in the world because that is water of life. That's water that the Holy Spirit brings to us, and that's water that Holy Spirit uses in order to transform and change lives, take people from death to life. And that's what the Holy Spirit brings to us. Each and every day that we sit in here, each and every day we open our Bible, each and every day that we're in prayer, and each and every day that we're in devotion, is he brings us that powerful words of life, that water that quenches thirst that cannot be quenched. And that's the water that's been brought to you. And so as you contemplate, as you leave this place and you think about what this day of holy of Pentecost is about, understand this, that in your despair, God chose you. He made you a child of God. And in your thirst, he gave you water that will quench it for eternity. In Jesus Christ our Lord, amen. May the peace that passes all understanding keep our hearts and minds centered and focused on Christ Jesus, on God our Heavenly Father, and on the work of the Holy Spirit in our hearts. Amen.